play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material, fabrication, or powder coating needs. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Cordright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Buy local, buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Todd Van Velser, financial advisor with Edward Jones on National Boulevard in Galesburg. Member SIPC. By Elite Inc., offering free design services for all orders. EliteIncPrinting.com. And by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Back here at John Thiel Gym, Tom Erith, Eric Gibson. Let's send things down to PA announcer Bill Allison for our starting lineups for this afternoon game.
First for the Panthers, 5'11 junior, number 15, Jade Hunter. A 5'5 senior, number 23, Davi Morgan. A 5'8 sophomore, number 33, Janaea Bell. A 5'8 senior, number 35, Jasmine Bell. And a 5'9 sophomore, number 50, Karina Castaneda. Panthers coached by Kerry Walker, assisted by John Alonzo, Rufus Greer Jr., Abby Staples, and Marty Ellison. Now the starting lineup for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 5'7 junior, number 3, Riley Jenkins. A 5'6 senior, number 12, Chelsea Stevenson. 5'8 senior, number 14, Arlita Brown. 5'8 junior, number 34, Lauren Livingston. And a 5'11 junior, number 42, Audrey Peck. Silver Streets coached by Evan Massey, assisted by Jay Barshinger, Michael Rux, and Josh Biddle.
Thanks to PA announcer Bill Allison here at John Thiel Gym. Streaks in their home white, silver numbers, silver and black trim. The Panthers in their road black, white numbers, orange letters, orange and white trim. Stepping into the center circle for the Streaks will be Audrey Peck at 5'11", and for the Panthers it'll be Jade Hunter at 5'11" as well, both juniors here. This afternoon, just about ready to get things underway at John Thiel Gym, Western Big Six Conference game. The Streaks 14-12, 3-7 in the Big Six. The Panthers 8-18 overall, 2-8 in the Western Big Six Conference. Ready to get things underway. The ball's up. Tap one by the Panthers. Goes to Davi Morgan in the backcourt, left wing. This is Jasmine Bell. Out high right side, Davi Morgan. Streaks come out in a man-to-man defense. This is Morgan with it. Shot is up, no good. Rebound saved inbounds. And it goes into the hands initially. I thought it was Jasmine Bell. And then it was Jade Hunter that ended up with it to put the shot in. Back the other way. Lauren Livingston, now Chelsea Stevenson between the circles. Out high left side, Lauren Livingston.
Looks like they're coming out on 1-2-2 zone. Or a 3-2 zone, one or the other.
We've seen a lot of 1-2-2 this year. Streak struggled against it down at Quincy. Now Riley Jenkins from the left corner. 17-footer, oh good. Rebound comes long to Lauren Livingston down the right side of the lane. Laid it up, couldn't hit. Rebound is loose, finally taken away, and we're going to have a foul call to reach Riley Jenkins, as it was Karina Castaneda Villapando that brought down the rebound. And
That's kind of a weak foul right there, as Castaneda couldn't get a handle on the ball, so Riley was just trying to get her hands in there to pry it out, and she gets called for the reach. And
I mean, all three players were going after it the same way.
I don't
think
any of them had control over the basketball at that point.
Left wing, it goes to Janaea Bell. Now back to Davi Morgan out high on the left side. Right wing, it goes to Castaneda. Back out to Morgan out high on the right side. 2-0 Panthers, 6:46 to play here in the first quarter. Arlita Brown got the start this afternoon as Kaylee Miller is fighting an injury. Down to Hunter, down on the right block. Missed the shot, got her own rebound, put it up and in.
Well, somebody's going to have to take her off the boards. If she's going to get two opportunities every time down, the Streaks are going to have a lot of issues.
Down on the low block from Lauren Livingston, Arlita Brown puts it up and in over the outstretched arms of Janaea Bell. So Arlita makes her presence felt right off the bat.
Very decisive pass, too, from Lauren. She just came down the floor and got right into Arlita. There wasn't any looking, and that's what the Streaks have to do, attack quickly against the zone.
Davi Morgan, top of the key with it. Dribbles right, gets picked from Hunter. Goes to the wing, now pulls it back out, loses the handle momentarily, now picks it up and looks for help. No five call here?
Really? How are we not the five?
Now, finally, we got the five-second call after about 8 seconds or so.
I don't think he started counting until he realized she was hung up.
So the Streaks bring it back the other way on the United Township turnover. Lauren Livingston with it. Left corner goes to Arlita Brown. Now Riley Jenkins on the left wing. Left corner now, it's Lauren Livingston, fires a three, missed it. Rebound comes down to Audrey Peck on the weak side, leans in, puts it up, and good. Nice move by Audrey. Got herself when she came down the rebound. She was behind the glass. She set herself and got back up in front of the glass and put it up and in.
Something to keep an eye on. They're trying to run Castaneda out of top of that zone. Riley should be able to break her down off the dribble.
Now they get Hunter going down the right side of the lane, receives the pass, puts it up and in. She's got all six of the United Township points. Lauren Livingston, top of the key for the Streaks. Lost the handle, now gets it back. Gets to Chelsea Stevenson out right of the center. Circle back out high left side to Lauren Livingston. 5:17 to play first quarter. We're tied, or it's 6-4 now. Riley Jenkins, three from the left corner. Good! So Riley with the three. Streaks with their first lead at 7-6.
That's going to be open against the zone because they have three players up top, only two on the bottom to patrol the entire baseline. And nice shot by Riley. She went through the baseline, came down, and was able to get open in the corner.
Bell missed a shot. The rebound just got free, and Castaneda was able to pick it up. Now it's Jasmine Bell. Free throw line kicks out to Janaea Bell. Now it's Davi Morgan out high on the right side. She fires a long three-pointer. That's good. Davi Morgan from way outside. And UT retakes the lead 9-7, 4:35 to play first quarter. Lauren Livingston out high on the left side. Gives to Audrey Peck out high on the right side. She'll hand off to Riley Jenkins. Riley will set the offense for the Streaks.
Bigger concern, though, Tom, of the nine UT points, seven of them are on second chance points.
And all those belong to, most of them belong to Jade Hunter. Now a nice look underneath to Audrey Peck. Puts it up, can't hit the shot. And the rebound gets tapped around. Lauren Livingston fighting for it, and they're going to say it went off
Lauren
last. I thought maybe it went off of Jade Hunter last, but the official says no. It'll go back to United Township. First substitution, Cadence Leidick comes in. She replaces Arlita Brown. 4:08 to play first quarter, 9-7 United Township.
Juliana Moore in for Castanea as well on the UT side.
Davi Morgan with it, out high on the right side, hands off to Jasmine Bell. Goes to the right elbow and to the left wing. Went right through the hands of Moore, and the Streaks get it back on another United Township turnover.
And it's tough when you come in off the bench and the first pass goes through your hands. It gets you thinking.
So hopefully that'll be in her head and it'll happen again. Yeah. Unfortunate for her, good for us. Lauren Livingston on the dribble, left wing. Lost the handle on it, gets it back, gets to Riley Jenkins, left of the center circle. Riley will reset the offense. Left side on the wing, Chelsea Stevenson, top of the key to Lauren Livingston. Now to Chelsea Stevenson. Gives back to Lauren out high on the left side. Now to Chelsea in the left corner. She'll fire the three, short. Rebound comes down to Jasmine Bell for United Township. Panthers on the run, Jasmine Bell. Underneath to Jade Hunter, nice pass, and Hunter catches, gathers, puts it up and in. She's got eight and make it 11-7 United Township.
She's starting to look like she's going to have a game here, Tom, and that's not the player you want to get going. Her and Morgan are the two tone setters for this team.
Hard to miss. She's the girl in the purple shoes. Now Riley Jenkins with a nice drive. Gets up and under. Up the glass. Can't hit it. Rebound comes down to Janaea Bell. Nice move by Riley. High off the glass. Just a little too much on it. Underneath to Hunter again. Down on the left. Like shot blocked by Audrey Peck. Hunter gets it back. And should be a 3-second call. How do we not get 3 seconds on that? Now she got it off to Janaea Bell. She put it up and in. Hunter brought down the rebound, stood there, looked left, looked right, looked left, looked right, passed it, and then Janaea Bell put it up and in, and Coach Massey calls a 30-second timeout. 13-7 is United Township lead.
The official that had issues counting the 5-second call was on the baseline that time. I don't think he's too interested in getting that clock started.
Well, Janaea Bell would have shot her first basket. But Jade Hunter, as you said, Street's got to be aware of where she's at. And I guess the bigger thing is keep her off the glass. Don't give her second chance opportunities because she's going to take advantage of them.
Well, they've got 13 points. 9 of those have been on second chance opportunities.
13-7, United Township leads, 2:47 to play here in the first quarter. Riley Jenkins, Lauren Livingston, Caden Slidek, Chelsea Stevenson, Arlita Brown back in for the Streaks, replacing Audrey Peck. Now it's Riley who'll bring it across, gives to Lauren. Left corner it goes to Chelsea Stevenson, back out high left side. Lauren Livingston puts it on the floor, picks up, looks for help. Now gives to Chelsea Stevenson, she'll hand to Riley Jenkins. Out high on the left side, now left to the center circle, gives left wing to Lauren Livingston. Long three from there is short. Rebound Jasmine Bell for United Township. Bell on the run, splits the defender, scoops it up off the glass, no. And the rebound comes down to Lauren Livingston. She got tripped up by Jasmine Bell, but the official called a hold on her. I thought maybe Lauren had just lost her footing there, but Bell gets called for the hold. Maybe she did have a hold of the arm, and that's why Lauren fell. But nonetheless, that's the first foul on United Township in this game, each team with one foul.
Not a lot of whistles so far.
2:15 to play first quarter, 13-7 UT. Riley Jenkins on the right wing, back out between the circles to Lauren Livingston. Lauren dribbles right, goes to the wing. And now they're going to call a bump on Davi Morgan. Just as you say that, now they're going to start blowing the whistle. First foul on Davi Morgan as Audrey Peck checks back in. She'll give Chelsea Stevenson a break. With 2:04 to play in the first quarter, Streaks trailing 13-7. It'll be Lauren Livingston then bound from in front of the UT bench. Gives to Riley, right back to Lauren. Picks up on the wing and tried to bounce for Audrey Peck, but Jasmine Bell there to steal it away. Down court, Davi Morgan had to run down the pass in the right corner.
Well, that was one of those times where Lauren spent a little bit too much time looking inside, so they knew the pass was coming.
Jasmine Bell way off on the three-pointer, but Hunter with a rebound right back to Jasmine Bell. She lays it up and in. That's her first basket, 15-7 United Township. 1:35 to play in the quarter. Lauren Livingston out high left side for the Streaks.
Again, another offensive rebound for the Panthers.
A near steal by Hunter on the Lauren Livingston pass, trying to get it to Riley Jenkins. It got knocked out of bounds, so the Streaks will get it back. As Lily Hudgens will check in for the first time this afternoon, she'll give Lauren Livingston a break with a minute 30 to play. 15-7 UT, Lily Hudgens inbound from the near sideline. Bounces for Audrey Peck out high left side. Gives to Riley Jenkins. Now left wing, Lily Hudgens gets it inside.
Oh, Arlita.
Arlita, yeah, double dribbled with it. They don't always call it. It bounced on the catch. Then she dribbled again. And they called the double dribble that time.
Yeah. We're probably at about 50-50 on those being called. Maybe even 30-40-60.
Yeah. Davi Morgan, left side. Pass gets away, but the Panthers get it back. Now Jasmine Bell, three-pointer, left wing is off the mark. Rebound comes out long to Moore. She can't hit the shot. Now we got a foul on the second rebound, and what's the call? Jasmine Bell got called for reach. That's two on Jasmine Bell. That's
we'll take that.
That is key, yeah. So quickly, that'll get to Karina Castaneda Villapando up, and she'll replace Jasmine Bell. Just over a minute to play in the quarter. Streaks trail 15-7. Arlita Brown, top of the key. Underneath,
good
nice
pass.
Audrey Peck puts it up and in. Great pass from Arlita. Audrey puts it up and in. That's her second basket. Make it 15-9.
It was nice offensive movement, too. Just a quick, that was a quick hitter. Basically, they set a quick screen on the middle of the zone, let Audrey come around it, and Arlita was looking for it right as she swung around it. Nice play.
Moore with a long two, no good. Rebound, though, Janaea Bell. Shot blocked by Audrey Peck. Now Jade Hunter with a rebound up off the glass and in once again. She has got 10 of the Panthers' 17 here in the first quarter. 30 seconds to play. Quickly back the other way. Caden Slidek puts it in. Can't hit. And Juliana Moore with a rebound. Gives way to Davi Morgan. Morgan on the dribble, right side. goes down to the baseline, kicks over to the left baseline. Janaea Bell fires a three. That's way off. Jade Hunter with another offensive rebound.
Oh, no!
Oh, my goodness. Audrey Peck with a blocked shot, and then after Hunter got it back, then he blew a whistle and called Audrey for a foul. Come on.
Wow.
I mean, he didn't blow the whistle. Audrey had blocked it, and
yeah, that was one of those, you're going to let it go if the ball went in, and
first foul on Audrey Peck. That puts Jade Hunter at the free throw line with two shots. She's got 10, now make it 11.
Huge first quarter.
Camellia Schwartzman in for the Streaks for the first time this afternoon. Chelsea Stevenson, Lauren Livingston back in. Audrey Peck, let's see who else. Cadence Leidick and Lily Hudgens get a break. Second shot for Jade Hunter is up and good.
This might be the earliest we've seen her, Camellia in a game.
5'11 junior Jade Hunter now with 12 in the game. 6 seconds to play. Riley Jenkins to Lauren Livingston from the volleyball spike line and nailed it. You were saying? That's one of those. No. Oh, good shot. Good shot. Well, she let it go a little early.
Right. But that was the concern was I thought she was worried about the time running out, and they still had 4 seconds.
So Lauren Livingston hits the three from straight on for the volleyball spike line. 19-12 after one quarter. The United Township Panthers lead the Galesburg Silver Streaks. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Your wife is all about improving your home sweet home. Problem is, you already have a day job. Enter Courtright Construction of Oneida. These guys can do it all from a minor remodel to a complete build. See their work at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
Back and forth. Back and forth. Those are the old negotiation games. And at Galesburg Toyota, they are illegal. That's right. We banned negotiation games because they're so 1997. And you don't have time for them. You want the lowest price for zero haggling, which is why every pre-owned vehicle on the Galesburg Toyota lot has the real-time market-based price right in the windshield. I want you to enjoy your next car buying experience. So buy local, buy with confidence, buy at Galesburg Toyota.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
Jan Allen of Abingdon and John Eskridge of Galesburg each won $20 when they were spotted wearing their blue WGIL buttons. You can still get a button and win. To find out how, go to WGIL.com.
Lauren Livingston with a five-footer in the paint. A little further than that out. Faded away. Couldn't hit it. Jade Hunter with a rebound. UT back the other way. Bounced down and gets knocked away by Lauren Livingston. Arlita Brown comes up with it for the Streaks, who trail 19-12. Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson, glad to have you along. Lauren Livingston left wing for three. Good! Two in a row for Lauren Livingston. Ended the first quarter with one. Starts the second quarter with one. Now we're down to 19-15. Streaks trailing here early in the second quarter. Davi Morgan goes to the free throw line. Now goes out left side. Hits to Jade Hunter at the right elbow. Right wing to Janaea Bell. Now it goes to Aria Fix, a 5'7 senior end. She's got it out high on the right side. Back to Davi Morgan, left side in the paint. It goes to Castaneda. Travel with a no call to Fix. Now back to Davi Morgan out high left side. Left corner, Jade Hunter, 18-footer is no good. But the rebound comes down to Janaea Bell. She puts it up, misses. Ball gets knocked away and went to the floor. Lauren Livingston comes up with it for the Streaks. Lauren on the run. Down court to Chelsea Stevenson under the basket right side. Got Morgan in the air and then went the other way with it. Now Arlita Brown right wing to Chelsea Stevenson in the right corner. Chelsea drives baseline. Kicks back out to Arlita. Gets knocked away by Fix, but Riley Jenkins runs it down. Riley to Lauren. Left side, three from the same spot.
Boom!
Lauren Livingston in fuego. Three in a row, and the Streaks trail by one, 19-18.
Well, and right now she's confident, and that's the big thing for a shooter. If you feel that confidence, she's stepping into threes.
Nice look inside to Castaneda, but can't hit the shot. That's going to be the second foul, though, on Riley Jenkins. Lauren with four threes the other night, 14 points down at Quincy. She's really the only one that was able to get the lid off at all against the Blue Devils. So Karina Castaneda Villapando at the free throw line with two shots. 6-11 to play first half.
She really gets her dribbles in at the line.
And she puts the first one in.
I think she took like six dribbles.
Yeah, well, and then she stopped and then she dribbled again. Yeah. So she's got another one. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 dribbles. She's got a routine.
I can't say I've seen anyone dribble that much.
That is interesting. And that will bring into the game, Abedatu Diaso Adamu, a 5'11 junior.
And you only get 10 seconds to get that shot up, right?
Yeah, 11 dribbles in 10 seconds.
We're getting close.
Lauren Livingston swings it to Riley Jenkins in the right corner. Riley drives baseline, lays it up and in. Nice pass from Lauren. Nice job by Riley. Gathered the ball, made a nice move. She's got five and make it 21-20 United Township. Now to Hunter down on the right block, hooks it up and got it in.
Whew,
my goodness. She's got 14 now, make it 23-20 UT. Left side, Lauren Livingston, wing, left baseline. It goes to Riley for three. Good! Riley Jenkins, second three of the game. She's got eight, and we are tied at 23. 5.5 minutes to play first half. Jasmine Bell back in, tried to get to Hunter under the basket. Hunter lost a handle on it.
Yeah, that was going to be a good pass, too. Yeah. If Hunter tried to one-hand it, she would have grabbed that with two. I think she would have been able to put that one up and in because she was behind the defense.
Streaks with a chance to take the lead. Lauren Livingston, left wing. Goes to the left elbow, gives to Chelsea Stevenson between the circles. Back to Lauren out high left side to Arlita Brown. Down on the left block, up off the glass, can't hit. Rebound comes down to Diaso for...
I thought you were going full name.
Too much. Now Kerry Walker calls a timeout. It's a 30-second timeout with 5:12 to play. I don't have enough time to. If you got Abedatu Diaso Adamu on the floor along with Karina Castaneda Villapando, it's going to take too long. So
hopefully they pass it back and forth a couple times.
Yes, that would be fun. 5:12 to play here in the first half. Streaks and Panthers tied at 23. Man, Lauren Livingston shooting the ball with great confidence now. Now Riley Jenkins getting it opened up as well. Streaks already with 5 3-pointers here in the ball game, and three of those belong to Lauren Livingston. UT will bring it the length of the court. Don't expect to see a whole lot of pressure from the Streaks. The way Coach Massey talked in the pregame is that this team is better in the open court and they struggle more in the half court, so probably won't see too much full court pressure from the Streaks. Got a good ball handler in Davi Morgan, and she's got it out between the circles to Diaso out high right side. Top of the key, Jasmine Bell is playing with 2 fouls. Nice look underneath to Jade Hunter, but she missed the shot. Gets her own rebound, though. Leans up, puts it up. No, but she's fouled, and I believe it's going to go against Audrey Peck. That'll be her second. So Jade Hunter, a rare miss from point blank, got the rebound, and she'll go to the free throw line with 2 shots, 2 fouls now on Audrey Peck. With 4:50 to play here in the first half, Jade Hunter, 5'11 junior, puts it up and good. Yes, strange looking shot when she's shooting a regular, whether she shot one down on the baseline earlier in her free throw, strange looking but effective. 24-23, Panthers retake the lead. Hunter's second shot is up and short. Rebound brought down by Lauren Livingston. Streaks across midcourt left side. Lauren on the wing. Stopped to fire in the same spot. Oh, in and out. No good. Camellia Schwartz with the rebound. Up and in. Nice job by Camellia Schwartzman. Got it and didn't take it down. Held it up above her head. Went right back up with it. 25-24. Streaks with their second lead of the ball game.
Yeah. 7-6 was the first one.
Davi Morgan out between the circles against Riley Jenkins. Picks it up, bounces for Jasmine Bell at the left elbow. Bell gives to Janaea Bell, left wing, back to Davi Morgan. Right wing it goes to Jade Hunter, 18-footer, short. And the rebound taken away by Jasmine Bell. Had gotten tipped by Diaso. Jasmine Bell puts it up and in. That's her second basket.
If I'm Coach Walker, I'm telling Hunter to stay inside.
Yeah.
I don't know why she keeps taking those long jumpers.
Yeah.
Because all she's doing is chucking line drives, whereas she's deadly inside.
Chelsea Stevens, top of the key for three. Bounces off, no good. Running down the rebound, Lauren Livingston on the right baseline. Lauren penetrates. Runner up between the couple of players. Gets bumped. Couldn't hit the shot, but she'll go to the free throw line. I believe Diaso is going to pick up the foul. Does go against Diaso. That'll be her first, and that'll put Lauren Livingston at the free throw line with 2 shots for the Streaks. 9 points in the game for Lauren. Had 14 the other night. Now make it 10. Caden Flydick back in. She'll replace Chelsea Stevenson. Back in, or actually in for the first time tonight, Aaliyah Ball for, now they got her wearing 25, so I'm not sure if that's, I guess that's Aaliyah Ball.
25 is Warner.
Okay, Warner.
Remember?
Well, that's right, Ball's gone. Yeah, Warner's a 5'10 freshman. Morgan with it, has second shot was no good for Lauren. Jasmine Bell drives down left side. Misty gets her own rebound high off the glass and in. Again, another second chance opportunity, and the Panthers take advantage, make it 28-26, 3:23 to play here in the first half. Left wing, Lauren Livingston drives baseline, kicks back to Riley Jenkins, fires from on top of the three-point arc.
No, they were going to count
it. He was going to give her a three. Her foot. He looked down. Her foot was right on the line. I thought he saw that, and then he immediately put up the three fingers, didn't
he? No, he looked like he saw it and then still put up the three.
Wow.
Because you're right. She was on the line.
Jade Hunter drives down the left side lane up on the glass. And again, a line drive. I think that was below the rim when it hit the glass and rolled up and in
somehow.
Yeah,
she's just pushing it over the rim, essentially.
Doesn't matter. 17 points. However she shoots it, it's going in. This is Arlita Brown, top of the key with it. Streaks trail 30-26, 2:45 to play first half. Now Riley Jenkins out left of the center circle, directs some traffic. Dribbles left. Down the left side of the lane, and a bump's going to be called on Davi Morgan. That'll be her second foul now.
Well, if they're willing to blow that whistle, I think she can do that to Davi Morgan all day, because Davi Morgan just puts her hands on and tries to ride Riley out of the lane.
So she'll go out with two fouls back in. Juliana Moore, she's by far the best ball handler for the Panthers. Riley Jenkins inbound from the right base, left baseline, gives to Caden Slidick. Now to Riley on the left wing. Riley brings it back out to Lauren, left wing, wide open three. Good! Her fourth of the ball game. She's got 13, make it 30-29. Panthers, 2:23 to play.
Again, they keep leaving her. I don't know why they're leaving her, but they're leaving her wide open.
Jade Hunter down the right side of the lane, gets around, hooks it up and under Camellia Schwartzman, and Hunter with another one. She's got 19.
Yeah, she's going to have 20 before half at this rate. She's going to have a double-double before half because she's got 8 rebounds.
Riley Jenkins brings it back out left of the center circle with 2 minutes to play in the half. Bouncer to Camellia Schwartzman. Top of the key gets knocked.
Camellia, you got to be stronger with the basketball.
Now, are they calling Camellia for a
foul? Yeah, it was.
Okay.
Basically what happened was Moore had pried the ball out. Moore went trying to dribble past her, and Camellia grabbed her.
Okay.
So Camellia's got to be stronger with the basketball. She just held it down at her waist, and Moore took it right out of her hands.
That's her first foul, and that'll get Audrey Peck back into the ballgame. She's got two fouls as well. Jasmine Bell, nice pick and roll to Jade Hunter, missed the shot. Rebound Audrey Peck. Riley Jenkins on the run for the Streaks. Riley down the left side of the lane, leans in, double play.
And one!
Good, and she's fouled by Werner.
Great, great take right there. And Riley takes advantage of players. If she sees a player moving towards the middle of the floor like that, she'll go right at him and get the contact. And Coach Walker asking for an explanation, and Werner did go into her. So not much of an argument here. Coach Walker trying to argue that she was straight up and down. She was not.
As Riley completes the three-point play, we're tied at 32.
Travel.
11 for Riley Jenkins, and now a travel on Jasmine Bell, so the Streaks get it back on the United Township turnover. 1:36 to play here in the first half, and the Galesburg Silver Streaks are tied with the United Township Panthers.
That was a good example of what happens when you decide you're going to pass the ball before looking at the defense. She got the ball hung up on her hand.
Caden Slidick, nice look underneath to Audrey Peck. Turns, puts it up and in. Caden went up as if she was going to shoot it, drew the defender, and Audrey puts it up and in. She's got 6. Make it 34-32 Streaks with 1:15 to play. Jasmine Bell, free throw line, traveled, no call, puts it up, missed. Audrey Peck with another rebound for the Streaks, and she's fouled by Jade Hunter. Foul on Hunter.
I hate that they don't call that travel, because that was one of those ones where she tried to take a big jump leap, and that's a travel.
Yep.
I mean, once you gather and then you take that hop, it's a travel.
So Audrey Peck will go to the free throw line, as that's 17 fouls on United Township, and Audrey with a chance to win a bonus with 1:07 to play here in the first half. 6 points in the game for Audrey. That was the first foul on Jade Hunter. First shot, no good. Rebound, Arlita Brown. Arlita gets knocked away from behind. The ball goes to the floor. We're going to have a tie. Oh, it is a jump ball. Okay, I thought he was pointing to call a foul. It was a tie-up. And the possession arrow points toward United Township as Grace Nelson will come in. She'll spell Riley Jenkins with 1:04 to play. Streaks leading 34-32.
Well, and with Riley with those two fouls, you want to try to save her as much as possible. This is a good call by Coach Massey.
Davi Morgan, another pick and roll, give and go to Jade Hunter. Guess what? She lays it up and in. She's got 21 points here in the first half. 50 seconds to play. Lauren Livingston, top of the key. Left wing, Caden Slidick. Back to Lauren out high. Lost the handle, got it back on the dribble. Lauren goes to the left corner. Now pulls out to the wing and gives to Caden Slidick out high left side with 40 to play. Now Grace Nelson near the center circle. 2-3 zone this time by United Township.
Well, and this is a good call by Coach Smith. He's going to go for one here. And with them deciding to sit back in the zone, you might as well with Riley on the bench. I would almost be tempted to take a timeout here and get Riley back in there with like 10 seconds left.
Let her drive if they're going to come out and play. You're tied at 34. They're not going to come out and play us, though. 15 seconds to play. Look for maybe Lauren to be open on that left wing again.
He's going to let Grace run it.
Nope, she'll swing to the top of the key. 9 seconds. Now Caden Slidek out high right side. They swing it over to Lauren on the left wing. Long pass, long three. And oh, no good. She got knocked to the floor. Now the ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to go back to the Streaks with 0.6 to
play. Really?
Yeah.
I thought that was off Audrey. No, they're changing it now.
Oh, no. Okay. They're going to say it went off Audrey Peck rather than Jasmine Bell.
Yeah, it definitely went off Audrey. What I didn't like, Streaks got away with one right there, and they're going to let the clock run. But the Streaks got away with one right there. Grace Nelson threw a backside block on one of the defenders. I know Lauren went to the ground. I didn't see if there was contact there, but Grace definitely did a head-hunting block, and Coach Massey asking for an explanation at midcourt right now about why there was no foul call when Lauren got hit.
Well, and if you're not going to call the foul, why are you not calling the flop then?
Right.
You know, that if there was no contact. Anyway, the first half comes to an end. We are tied at 34. We'll come back with our halftime show, run down our halftime scoreboard, halftime stats and more. Streaks and Panthers tied at 34. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind. By the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball is brought to you by Todd Van Velser, your local Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 1980 National Boulevard in Galesburg. To learn how Todd can help you reach your financial goals, stop by or call 343-3239. Edward Jones, member SIP.
You need a new car, but you have less than perfect credit. It's a new year, and it's time to get a fresh start at YEM in Galesburg.
This is Mike Roberts from the Finance Department at YEM. If you've had problems in the past with unpaid bills, repossession, bankruptcy, even if you don't think it's possible to get approved, our experts can help build your credit and get you on the right track for 2020.
We don't just sell cars. We help people. If your credit challenges have prevented you from buying a new vehicle, stop in soon and give us a chance to help at YEM, North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
WGIL, proud of our connection to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Dawn Tucker from WGIL, reminding you that you can go jump in the lake for a good cause. The annual Special Olympics Polar Plunge is Sunday, February 23rd at Lake Story. To find out more, including how to raise funds and register, click on community events at WGIL.com.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Local owners, local radio hosts, local news. Find out more anytime at WGIL.com.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing, where your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks halftime report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime at John Field Gym. The Galesburg Silver Streaks and United Township Panthers are tied at 34. Streaks. You know what? I put that in the wrong spot. What was the score at the end of the first quarter?
19-12 UT.
UT was up 19-12. I put my 34s in the first quarter. I hadn't written down the first quarter score. So the Streaks lead it here, or are tied 34 here at halftime. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. The other Western Big Six game happening this afternoon. Moline is playing host to the Alabama Pioneers. I'm guessing that will be over early because I'm guessing that'll be a continuous clock game. Then again, the way things have gone in the Western Big Six Conference, you just never know with the things that have gone on. Also on the schedule coming up,
Quincy's playing Sterling. It looks like
they are really. They didn't have that one in
Quincy end of first. Quincy 23, Sterling 4.
Really?
I'm guessing there's a volleyball day.
Yep, that's probably the case, and the Twins will be gone if that. Now, their coach told us that that the Twins are going to be gone when we play them next Saturday. Maybe she had it wrong. Maybe unless they're every week, that would be good.
That'd be the streak's luck.
I would. I hope that's the case. I mean, I understand you want to beat them at full strength, but hey, if you get a break, why not? Anyway, also coming up tomorrow, the Illinois Fighting Illini back in action. Another tough road game, and they will be in Iowa, at Iowa to take on the Hawkeyes, Carver Hawkeye Arena. That one here on WGIL, 11 o'clock pregame, noon for the tip, so you'll be able to watch that one before the Super Bowl. And then we'll be back at it coming up on Tuesday night, a game that was added to the schedule, a non-conference game for the girls. We'll be on the road in Peoria. The Emmanuel Rams will be the opponent, and that'll be about 6:10 for the pregame, 6:30. Tip here on WGIL. I'll be there along with Eric. And then Thursday night, we'll be on the road in Rock Island to take on the Alamann Pioneers. The boys next Friday, they will play host to the United Township Panthers. We've got the girls here next Saturday afternoon against Sterling. The boys will play Rock Falls next Saturday evening as well. So lots and lots of basketball to come here on WGIL. Halftime, we're tied at 34. The Galesburg Silver Streaks and the United Township Panthers. Come back with our halftime stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Looking to spruce up your kitchen? Maybe add a decorative countertop or some new cabinets? Give Courtright Construction a call for a free estimate. They can create a one-of-a-kind countertop that has the look of real stone for a fraction of the price. Learn more at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project. Courtright Construction of Oneida.
Hi, this is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. We want to start 2020 out with an exciting offer for your badly needed bathroom remodel. We are offering a 10% discount to any customer that calls for an estimate to remodel their bathrooms. This could amount to hundreds of dollars in savings. Now's the time to take advantage of this great offer by picking up the phone and calling 342-HEAT. That's 342-4328. You will be surprised to see the savings that could be yours. This offer is only good through February 29th, so don't hesitate. Call us now.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Trisha Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. By Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, he'll help you find your dream home. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. The official WGIL forecast, cloudy the rest of today, a high of 38. Cloudy tonight, a low of 34. Sunny tomorrow, a high of 47. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, a low of 29. Monday, cloudy, a high of 44. A 50-50 chance of rain Monday night, a low of 32. Rain, snow, and freezing rain Tuesday, a high of 35. Maybe some more snow Tuesday night, low 23. Chance for snow Wednesday, and a high of 29. Right now, it's 34 at WGIL.
Tune in for Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Back here at John Thiel Gym. Do you enjoy that, Will? Enjoy the off-air talk? It's halftime here at John Thiel Gym. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson. We are tied at 34. The Galesburg Silver Streaks and the United Township Panthers. Our halftime stats brought to you by Todd Van Velser, financial advisor with Edward Jones. Streaks with a couple of players in double figures, led by Lauren Livingston's 13, including 4 three-pointers and a free throw. 11 points for Riley Jenkins. She had a couple of three-pointers, a 2 and 1 free throw. 6 points for Audrey Peck on 3 baskets. 2 points apiece for Arlita Brown and Camellia Schwartzman. Streaks with 6 three-pointers in the 6 three-pointers in the first half. Just 2 for 4 from the free throw line. For the Panthers, they were led by Jade Hunter's 21 points, most of them from the field. Also 3 for 4 from the free throw line. 6 points for Jasmine Bell. 3 points for Davi Morgan, 2 points for Janaea Bell, 2 points for Karina Castaneda on a couple of free throws. 1 three-pointer in the game, 5 for 6 from the free throw line for the Panthers. I mean, you would think Jade Hunter is Mother Teresa the way she's playing out there. I don't know if Mother Teresa ever played basketball, but I'm just saying.
UT, 6 turnovers, Streaks only 3 turnovers. And the Streaks got out-rebounded in that first half, 24-10.
Wow.
Yeah. Including 13-5 on the offensive board. So more rebounds offensively for UT at this point than the Streaks total. Streaks 13 13 of 27 from inside the arc, 1 of 5 from distance. 22nd chance points for UT. So if the Streaks could just keep UT off the boards, they'd be in really good position. Streaks, on the other hand, 7 of 14 from inside the arc, 6 of 13 from downtown. Tom, you talked about how cold they were in Quincy. They're the inverse of that here, is they are red hot, shooting over 50% from the field, and this, or right under 50% from the field. And this is a Streak team that we've seen all season struggle at times to be anywhere near 40% and to be at 50% and a half. That's a good sign, but the Streaks got to keep it going.
What were the turnover numbers again?
6 for UT, 3 for the Streaks.
Which is much better than the first half down at Quincy for the Streaks. We had actually, the second half wasn't bad. We ended up with 16 for the game, but 11 in the first half of that game down at Quincy. All right, so the big thing, what do the Streaks have to do? One, keep shooting the ball the way they're shooting it, but two, quit giving up the second chance points.
Yes.
Yeah,
I really think that if they can find some way to stop the second chance points, it also slows the issues they've had with Ms. Hunter as well, who has been eating them alive on the inside.
Streaks with the basketball to start the second half. Again, our halftime statistics brought to you by Todd Van Velzer, financial advisor with Edward Jones, member SIPC. Tied at 34.
This is one of those times, if you're Coach Massey, you ask just to keep shooting from the same basket, right?
Absolutely.
You don't want flip sides of the floor.
And it goes to Audrey Peck, down on the right block, puts it up, can't hit. Thought there was some contact from Janaea Bell, but they say no. Jade Hunter on the run with it. She's got it out between the circles, picks it up, and gives to Davi Morgan. Morgan out high on the right side. We've got two fouls apiece for Riley Jenkins and Audrey Peck for the Streaks. Two fouls apiece for Jasmine Bell and Davi Morgan for UT. They give it to Jasmine Bell. Now she just picked up her third. She put the shoulder down, rammed right into Lauren Livingston.
Well, it got her in the jaw, too. Hopefully Lauren's okay, because she swung it right into her.
So that's three now on Jasmine Bell. 7:30 to play, third quarter. No score yet here in the second half. Riley Jenkins gets to Lauren Livingston between the circles. Gets a pick from Audrey Peck. Fires an 18-footer. Good. Just inside the three-point line. So, well, I guess it doesn't make any difference to Lauren. She doesn't care what basket she's shooting at. Streaks retake the lead 36-34.
Well, and the other story is UT keeps giving her space, even though she's red hot.
Davi Morgan on high right side. Picks up. Gives to Janaea Bell out high left side. Now Jasmine Bell on the left wing. To the left block. It goes to Hunter. Now to Morgan on the right wing. Morgan dribbles left, stops, look for the three. Riley Jenkins closed out on her. Now it's steal by Riley Jenkins, and it's got knocked away after that by Hunter into the UT bench, so it's going to go the other way. Streaks with a basketball. And a chance to have their biggest lead of the game at more than two.
Right.
36-34, the Galesburg lead. Arlita Brown on high left side. Arlita started today for the Streaks. Kaylee Miller out with an injury. Riley Jenkins for three. Missed it from the right side. Rebound to Hunter. Hunter on the run and now bounces for Janaea Bell. She lost the handle. Flipped it back to Hunter. Lay it up and in. My goodness.
I don't know how she was able to get her fingertips on that one. Just barely flipped it to Morgan for the easy deuce.
Tied at 36, Riley Jenkins drives left baseline, kicks back out to Lauren. Lauren, now she'll penetrate to the baseline. In the paint, it goes to Arlita Brown. Arlita's dribble went off of somebody's foot. Ball goes to the floor. Now Jasmine Bell able to gather it, but her pass stolen by Chelsea Stevenson, but she lost the handle. Davi Morgan comes up with it for UT. Morgan down the right side of the lane, lays it up and in, and UT retakes the lead. Morgan with five, make it 38-36. Panthers, 6 minutes to play, third quarter. Lauren Livingston, right side, on the dribble, goes to the wing. Now pulls it back out. Gives to Riley Jenkins between the circles. Riley looks over the defense, dribbles right, back to the left, down the left side of the lane, splits the defender through. Tried to flip it to Arlita Brown, but it got tipped. Jasmine Bell comes away with it. She's going to go down uncontested. Left side lays it up and in. Now a four-point lead.
Yeah, let's see if we're getting a timeout here. Because some sloppy offensive play.
Yep,
here it is.
Coach Massey calls, and he calls a full timeout this time. 5:33 to play, third quarter. It is UT 40, Galesburg 36. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind. By the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, John Thiel, Jim. The Galesburg Silver Streaks trail the United Township Panthers 40-36, 5:33 to play here in the third quarter. So you come out, you hit a shot right off the bat, but you haven't had much go right offensively since that in the start of the second half.
No, and I think it's the streaks are just getting a little too rushed, and a good job by the Panthers. They've come out and they played the passing lanes pretty good, and we saw that turnover that Arlita had. It was just because it went off somebody's foot, but she's got to be mindful of when she gets the ball in the middle of the lane, there's people collapsing on her. She's not a lot of room to dribble the basketball.
Riley Jenkins, left wing, goes baseline, gets inside, lays it up off the glass and in. Nice move by Riley once again. She's got 13 and make it 40-38. 5:13 to play in the quarter.
She is just so good at that. She does a nice job of knowing the angle she needs. So she drives baseline and has the presence of mind to step back in to set herself up and square her shoulders.
Jasmine Bell, pass stolen away. It was tipped by somebody at first, but Audrey Peck came up with it. Riley down the left side of the lane, got one to beat, gets inside, and passes off to Audrey Peck. Five-footer up and good. Nice job by Riley that time. Got herself down a little bit too deep, but found Audrey. She puts it up and in. She's got eight. We're tied at 40.
And look at the confidence she had in her teammate. She passed it off and just went running back down the other way to play defense. She knew it was going in.
Moore back in for United Township. She gives to Jasmine Bell between the circles. Back to Juliana Moore. Out high on the left side. Back between the circles now. A high right side. It goes to Morgan. Working against Riley Jenkins out of travel. Nice job. The streaks were waiting for that. They tried the little give and go, the little pick and roll again with Jade Hunter. And Riley Jenkins stepped back into the passing lane, and it caused Davy Morgan to travel with it.
Yeah, a very nice job. And that's one of those things, adjustments you make at halftime. The other one we haven't seen yet, but I wouldn't be surprised if the streaks don't start sending a second defender at Hunter when she gets the ball in the paint.
Lauren Livingston dumps it down to Arlita Brown, left side, left hand up off the glass and in. Great pass from Lauren Livingston. Again, went up like she was going to shoot, dumped it down to Arlita. She laid it up and in with a left hand. Streaks lead 42-40, 4 minutes to play third quarter. Jasmine Bell, left wing against Lauren Livingston, gives to Juliana Moore. Out high right side, it goes to Davy Morgan. Morgan back to Moore between the circles, out high left side to Bell. Jasmine Bell fires a three, that's no good. The rebound comes down to Lauren Livingston. Janaea Bell had her hands on it, but couldn't reel it in. Lauren comes away with it. Now it's Riley Jenkins in the left corner. Back out to Lauren Livingston, out high left side. Goes to the wing.
And a big rebound there by Lauren, too, Tom, because that's what they were feasting on in the first half. They were shooting those long threes, getting the board, and getting easy layups off the scramble for the basketball.
Lauren goes right on the right wing. Hesitation. Now pulls back out behind the three-point arc. Gives to our lead out high right side. Now Riley Jenkins on the volleyball spike line. She'll reset for the streaks. 3:15 to play in the quarter. Streaks with a 42-40 lead. Audrey Peck, top of the key. Gives to Riley Jenkins, left wing. Bounces for Arlita Brown, down to the left block. Puts it up, short. Gets her own rebound, puts it up, can't hit. Weak side rebound, Lauren Livingston puts it up, can't hit. Arlita fighting for the rebound, and coming away with it is Moore for United Township. Streaks had a couple cracks at it, couldn't get it to fall. Now Hunter traveled, went down to the left side. Shot blocked by Audrey Peck. Audrey down with a rebound. Nice defensive job by Audrey Peck as Hunter was running the floor. Audrey got back and covered her. Now it's bounced to Arlita again. Up off the glass, can't hit. And, Arlita had her hand on the rebound. Moore comes away with it.
Well, Arlita needs to work on moving in towards the basket when she takes that shot.
Now Jasmine Bell's shot is no good. We're going to have a foul on the rebound. Who's it going to go against?
Audrey Peck ended up on the floor. Jasmine Bell, right? No.
No, Jade Hunter. That's her second now. Audrey ended up on the floor. Jade Hunter now with two. Two also for Morgan. Three for Jasmine Bell. Chelsea Stevenson set to check back in for the streaks. She'll give Lauren Livingston a break. 2:33 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks with a 42-40 lead that's equaled their biggest lead of the game several times. They would like to extend that here at some point. Out high left side, Chelsea Stevenson, left wing to Arlita Brown. Missed Riley there, posted up. Now out high to Audrey Peck. Now Chelsea out high right side. Gives to Riley out high on the left side. Gets a pick from Audrey. Goes to the left wing. Now baseline. Riley penetrates. Pulls it back out. Shoots cut off by Hunter. Gives to Chelsea Stevenson for three, left wing. Short. Rebound is
going to
go off.
Ball.
It's going to go off of Janaea Bell last. Nice job by Arlita Brown. Got a hand there initially. And Janaea Bell tapped it away from her. And the streaks get it back. Riley Jenkins to inbound on the right baseline.
She tapped it away and then put her hands up like she didn't touch it. I mean, it was pretty evident.
Now Riley for three, left corner. Go! The streaks with their biggest lead at five. 45-43, three-pointer for Riley Jenkins. Under 2 minutes to play third quarter, and Kerry Walker is going to call a timeout. And this is a full. We'll take one as well. It's Galesburg 45, United Township 40. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Did your sister get a new car?
Yeah, I think it's a Toyota.
I want a new Toyota.
All the cool kids are doing it. And who wouldn't want to drive the most dependable, longest running brand on the market? Hi, I'm Brian Penniman of the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Our lot is full of beautiful Toyotas, and they are some of the sharpest vehicles I've ever seen. So stop by today and start test driving. I promise, we'll make the buying process so easy. The hardest part will be deciding between nautical blue metallic and ruby flare pearl. Buy local, buy with confidence, buy at Galesburg Toyota.
GalesburgToyota.com.
Stay connected with local news headlines in your email inbox with the WGIL Morning Brief. It's free. Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
1:53 to play in quarter number three. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the United Township Panthers. Biggest lead of the game for the Streaks, 45-40. Tom Erdeth, Eric Gibson. Timeout called by UT head coach Kerry Walker here as the third quarter winds to a close. Foul trouble now. You've got Jasmine Mavelle with three, Jade Hunter with two, Davy Morgan with two for UT. Streaks still with Audrey Peck and Riley Jenkins with two fouls. So it'll be Panther basketball at...
I don't think
mid-court.
The Streaks understand that.
No, that's, yeah, but they're going the other way. Streaks. Well, the official gave him a break, let him get
yeah,
down.
Yeah, that was very nice of the official. A lot of times you'll see the official, just, he gave him one warning, and at that point usually he just says, all right, here we go.
You're on the wrong end. You're that travel by Bell not called. Hunter able to save it in, but it's taken away by Cadence Leidick. Cadence picks up at mid-court, looks for help, and gets to Riley Jenkins, left of the center circle. She'll set the offense for the Streaks. Being guarded by Fix now on top of the 1-2-2. Now pass knocked away, a little bit off the mark. Juliana Moore comes up with a Jade Hunter running the four right side, laid it up. Missed it. Rare miss for Hunter. Rebound Riley Jenkins. Riley on the run. Bounces for Chelsea Stevens down the left side. Lost a handle now. Lauren Livingston picks it up left side. Lauren penetrates. Bounces for Riley Jenkins right side. Riley into the paint. Dumps it back down to Lauren. 17-footer right baseline is short. Audrey Peck with a rebound. Puts it on the floor. Puts it up. Can't hit, but gets knocked to the floor by Juliana Moore. That'll be her first foul. And Audrey Peck will go to the free throw line with two shots. I like the intensity. Streaks. Some strange things happened down there offensively that time. You know, the ball kind of getting away on a dribble and whatnot. Otherwise, I think we would have gotten a better look initially.
Yeah, I wonder if they put more air in the ball at halftime because both teams seem to be struggling with how bouncy the basketball is right now.
First free throw for Audrey is no good.
Audrey,
she's 0 for 2.
Usually a decent free throw shooter. And 0 for 2, missed the front end of a one-on-one in the second quarter.
Well, I kind of wondered that down at Quincy. Also looked like on both teams it might have been like it was a brand-new ball that was very slick. Everybody was having trouble holding on to the initial passes. Audrey misses both. And Jasmine Bell has it for UT. Now Jade Hunter out high left side to Davy Morgan. Now to Jasmine Bell on the left block.
Oh,
and
what
it's
a
knocked
strip.
Away and stripped by Lauren Livingston. Lauren down the right side, 53 seconds to play. Audrey Peck running the floor down on the right block, leans in, got it! And a foul, I believe it's going to go against, well, it's either Moore or Fix. I thought Jasmine Bell was down there. Who's it going to go against? It goes against Fix. That'll be her first foul. And Audrey Peck muscles it up and in, and she'll go back to the free throw line another time. Hopefully can get one to fall here. She's got 10 in the game, 47-40, biggest lead of the game for the Streaks. Audrey bounces high and falls through.
Yeah, that one went in, but it wasn't pretty. It looks like her hand placement's a little off from what we've seen before.
Down court goes to Moore.
What a block
by Riley Jenkins. Streaks came out with full court pressure that time. UT broke it. They got a nice look down there to Moore, but Riley Jenkins hustles back and slaps the shot out of bounds. It'll go back to the Panthers.
She is so good at that chase down block, and that time she didn't even have to get off the floor because Moore didn't try jumping, so Riley able just to speed in and get it.
It goes to Janae Bell. She lost a handle on it. It'll go back to the Streaks. Moore tried to get to Janae Bell, too much on it.
Well,
it wasn't tipped.
No,
it
wasn't.
It was tipped. Oh, okay. Yeah, I was going to say.
It would go.
Yeah, where would inbound, he thought, because she never touched the ball, I don't think, coming over to the sideline. So I thought, but she touched it underneath, and it went out of bounds on the sideline, but they're going to give it to the Streaks on the baseline. Either way, the Streaks have the basketball. 34 to play inside. Audrey Peck gets knocked away. Chelsea Stevenson runs it down in the right corner, trapped up, looks for help. Now Jasmine Bell steals it away.
Well, Chelsea's got to learn to throw off ankles there.
Down to Jade Hunter running the floor. She lays it up and in. That's just her second basket here in the second half, but she's got 25 points, 16 seconds to play, 48-42 Streaks. Now with 14, Riley Jenkins in the center circle with 11, dribbles left with 10, now with 9 near midcourt. now with seven. Riley will trigger. Now with five to Lauren Livingston. Now high right side. Fires a three. Go!
Oh!
Lauren Livingston from Riley Jenkins. Oh, my goodness. Lauren is just on fire. Shoot the ball with confidence. 51-42 Streaks lead. We'll come back with the final 8 minutes. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing, where your roof matters. Learn more at TempletonRoofing.com.
Mom's night out. Mom's night out next Thursday, but you'll have to meet me there.
We have a problem.
Don't you dare cancel on me.
So I can't drive at night.
What?
I mean, I can, but it feels like I can't see. I hate it. Don't make me do it.
It's pretty common, but don't let night blindness stop you from living after dark. The doctors at Kehoe Eye Care have the technology to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road. Make your appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
If you're spotted wearing the blue WGIL button, you could win cash. Pick one up today at F&M Bank locations in Galesburg on the public square near Walmart and on Henderson Street. Full details at WGIL.com.
Fourth quarter getting underway. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the United Township Panthers 51-42. Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson, as Davi Morgan takes the inbound and goes right down the right side of the lane but misses the shot and stepped on the inline on the rebound, and the Streaks will get it back. Streaks come out with Arlita Brown, Riley Jenkins, Lauren Livingston, Audrey Peck, and Cadence Leidick.
Well, the 20 second chance points in that first half, Tom, zero in the third quarter. So Streaks obviously doing a much better job of keeping them off the boards.
Riley Jenkins, left side on the dribble, lost the handle, got it back. Now pulls it back out near midcourt. Davi Morgan comes out and guards her as UT comes out in a man-to-man this time. Riley lost the handle, got it back, now bounces for Arlita Brown down on the right block, put it up, and she's fouled by Davi Morgan. That's her third foul. So Arlita Brown will go to the free throw line with two shots for the Streaks, 4 points in the game. Arlita the other night at Quincy was one of only two players that scored in the first half. She and Lauren were the only players that scored in the first half, and she had hit three or four free throws in the first half there, missed that one. Streaks have really struggled from the line. They were 2 for 4 in the first half. They're just 1 for 4 here in the second half now. They were 5 for 11 in the game the other night. Second shot for Arlita, missed that one. Rebound, Hunter runs it down. Hunter on the run. Arlita cuts her off. She's got it on the right wing. Jade Hunter for United Township. Gets to Morgan between the circles. Morgan dribbles right. Try to get the pick and roll again. Gets to Hunter at the right block. Now turns and faces up. Gets to Jasmine Bell, top of the key. Now to Morgan, right wing. Morgan fires a long three-pointer. Missed it. Rebound Lauren Livingston for the Streaks. And reach is going to be called on Fix. And that's going to be 16 fouls now on UT. And that is the second foul on Fix. They'll pick up with some at least token full court pressure here.
Oh, just clear it out and let Riley go to work.
And she does. Riley right down the left side of the lane, lays it up. Oh, some contact not called. Rebound Lauren Livingston up off the glass and in. Lauren Livingston with 20 in the game. Make it 53-42. Streaks with an 11-point lead. 6:44 to play in the ball game. Davi Morgan, a long three from straight on. In and out, no good. Lauren Livingston, another rebound.
I think she's decided she's going to try to insert herself in this game. She hasn't had much of an effect.
Riley Jenkins bounces for Cadence Leidick, left side, leans in, puts it up, got it, and one! Janaea Bell with a foul this time. That's her first, and Cadence Leidick puts it up and in, took the contact, and she'll go to the free throw line with one shot. First basket of the ball game for Cadence, first points of the ball game. And the free throw is up, no good. And nobody went after the rebound. It was just one shot. It went into Cadence's hand, and she couldn't hold on. Now Jasmine Bell grabs it, runs it down the left side, lays it up and in.
Yeah, Cadence didn't realize it either, and unfortunately, because Jasmine Bell was the only one on the floor that realized it.
Now a push on Davi Morgan.
That's her fourth.
She's picked up four as Riley was handling the ball out near midcourt. Now, why this game? This happens to Riley every single game. They never call it. They do it to her up and down the floor. Finally, they're calling it here this afternoon. Davi Morgan with four fouls now as Lauren Livingston checks back in. Chelsea Stevens back in, gives Arlita Brown a break. 55-44, the Streaks lead, 6:13 to play. Riley Jenkins at the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus here. First one is up and good. Streaks now up by 12 with 6:13 to play. Second one is up for Riley. That one is good. She's got 18 in the game. And make it 57-44. Now a timeout called by Kerry Walker as Davy Morgan brought it across midcourt. It is another. Is this a full timeout? Yep, full timeout again. 6:10 to play. Galesburg 57, United Township 44. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. By Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, he'll help you find your dream home. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Win $100 for a local charity by nominating them for Hometown Hundreds, a weekly drawing courtesy of F&M Bank and Galesburg.info. Recent winners include Carl Sandburg Historic Site, St. Patrick's Church, and the Children's Milk Fund of Knox County. To nominate your favorite, go to Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds. Tune in for Fighting Illini Basketball Sunday as Illinois takes on Iowa. Coverage begins at 11 a.m.
Follow the Illini all season long on WGIL.
6:10 to play in the ball game. The Galesburg Silver Streaks now lead the United Township Panthers 57-44.
Well, I think the look at this, Tom, midway through the third quarter, it was 40-40. So since that point, the Streaks are on a 17-4 run.
So Galesburg has the basketball midcourt. It'll be Lauren Livingston to inbound. And it comes to Riley Jenkins in the backcourt. Morgan will meet her at midcourt.
She's leaving her out there, and she's leaving her on Riley. This seems like a very bad equation for them.
Now a nice pass. Lauren Livingston gets it inside to Audrey Peck. Puts it up in. The mismatch there. They don't have Hunter guarding Peck. They have Janaea Bell guarding her, and Audrey puts it up and in. Audrey with 13 in the ballgame. Now Morgan drives down the right side. Can't hit the shot. Riley Jenkins with the rebound. Streaks with numbers. 3-on-1. Riley bounces for Chelsea Stevenson. Right baseline. Kicks it back out now to Lauren Livingston as UT got there and closed out.
For whatever reason, UT has totally abandoned what worked for them in the first half of getting the ball inside to Hunter and shooting threes and getting rebounds.
Audrey Peck gives to Riley Jenkins in the center circle. 5:26 to play. Now Lauren Livingston out high on the left side to Audrey Peck between the circles. Audrey puts it on the floor, hands off to Chelsea Stevens. Now it's Riley Jenkins right at the center circle being guarded by Hunter. Getting pushed and hand on her, no call there. Riley penetrates, gives to Chelsea Stevens, the left corner for three, bounces off, no good. Rebound comes down to Bell, Jasmine Bell for UT. To Hunter running the floor, lays it up and in. Jade Hunter now with 27, make it 59-46, Streaks under 5 minutes to play. Riley Jenkins out high left side on the dribble, penetrates, splits the defenders, gets tripped, and it's going to be Jade Hunter, I believe. That's going to be her third foul.
Well, and again, he waited to blow the whistle until Riley hit the floor.
Well, they called it on Fix. And Riley hit the floor hard the other night, hit her head on the floor, and had a little goose egg on her head down at Quincy. And she'll go back to the free throw line with another chance at the one and bonus. So Riley Jenkins, the foul went on against Fix that time rather than Hunter. First shot for Riley is good. She'll get the bonus.
This is one way to solve the Streaks free throw shooting issues is to get Riley there.
Second one is away, and that one is good as well. So Riley 5-for-5 in the game and makes it 61-46. And now she's got 20 along with Lauren Livingston. Morgan inside to Bell. Turns, puts it up. Jasmine Bell can't hit. Nice block out by Lauren Livingston. Had Jade Hunter on her back. They didn't call. Now a jump ball gets called as it was Rejana Williams getting in there, tying up Lauren. But the possession arrow points toward the Streaks.
I don't know about you, Tom, but I thought the Streaks would have more games like this during the season where they would be carried by Lauren and Riley together. Unfortunately, you know, like we've talked all year, just Lauren's had a good-looking shot. She just hasn't been able to repeat it and complete it normally.
Streaks break the full court pressure. Riley Jenkins across midcourt. Less than 4.5 minutes to play. Streaks lead 61-46. Riley picked up her dribble in a bad spot, but got it off to Lauren. Now Audrey Peck between the circles out high right side to Riley. Backdoor pass to Audrey Peck down the left block. Turns, faces up, and reaching in is Janaea Bell. That's going to be her second foul. Now it'll be two shots for Audrey Peck this time, as that's the 10th team foul.
That's only one on Janaea.
Oh, it is. Okay. Well, somebody they called when I gave it to the wrong person.
Did you give it to Jasmine? Or Jasmine?
Sure.
Jasmine should have three?
Yeah, I've got her for three. Okay. I don't know. Huh. I'm not sure. Audrey Peck's first shot. Missed it.
And a lane violation? Yep. Nope. Lane violation on UT, so we still have two shots.
She got two more.
Which
three to
I don't
make
know
two? The old NBA three to make two.
Yeah, I don't know if that's good for Audrey at this point with how she's struggling.
Oh, there we go. Got that one in. So she'll get another one here, 62-46 with 4:15 to play in the ball game. Second one for Audrey is up, missed it. Rebound off the hands of Lauren Livingston. Janaea Bell comes away with it. And she double dribbled. She lost the handle on the dribble and then was trying to pick up the ball to make the pass to Jade Hunter on the run, but then dribbled it again. She couldn't pick it up. So a double dribble, and the Streets get it back. Chelsea Stevenson inbound to Riley Jenkins. She'll bring it across midcourt right of the center circle with 4:07 to play. Riley on the dribble, crosses over in the center circle, gets it off to Audrey Peck, left wing, back out to Riley. Oh, nope. Stolen away by Davi Morgan to Jasmine Bell running the floor. And nice hustle by Cadence Light. It got there and knocked the ball away. And
It was actually Riley, I think, that got the clean swipe.
They called the foul on Cadence Light. Yeah, it was a good defensive play.
Riley definitely was able to shoehorn that one out of there, but unfortunately a foul called on Cadence.
Jasmine Bell goes to the free throw line, hits the first. She's got 11 in the game. They get 62-47, 3:54 to play. Streaks with the lead. Second shot for Bell is up and good. Now some token full court pressure again. They're not even guarding Riley yet. Well, again,
they have Davi on her, which has four fouls, so she can't do much.
Lauren Livingston with that between the circles against Hunter. Missed Riley going back door there. Lauren got
Hunter
knocked to the
floor. Pushed her to the floor.
And they just called, and she tried to get the pass off, and Lauren's hurt. And she's down.
Yeah, well, because Riley fell on her face.
I don't know how in the world you didn't call the foul, Lauren getting pushed to the floor. She tried to make the pass while getting pushed to the floor, so the pass went out of bounds. I don't know how you missed that. I mean, she didn't just fall. She got pushed to the floor and made the pass go off the mark. So Lauren's up, and okay.
I mean, it was clear that once she picked up the ball, Jade Hunter just went right into her chest and pushed her.
So it's a turnover on the Streaks with 3:35 to play. Morgan on the left wing. Top of the key, it goes to Williams. Now to Jasmine Bell between the circles down the right side of the lane. Puts it up, and he blew the whistle before she was even in the air, before there was any contact. She ran in the air. Lauren, no, who'd they call it on? Audrey? Nope, Cadence Leidick.
Okay.
Nope, 24 instead of... It's hard to tell. I don't know which hand what they're going by. 24 instead of 42. So Cadence picks up her second foul. Jasmine Bell.
I thought I saw five. That's why I was most confused. I'm like, we don't have anybody by that number.
13 now for Jasmine Bell. Arlita Brown back in. She'll give Cadence a break. Second shot, four in a row now for Jasmine Bell from the free throw line. Inbound to Arlita Brown. Now Riley Jenkins with it across midcourt. Bounces for Audrey Peck, left baseline. Audrey gets pushed. I mean, she's getting bumped down. They're not the same official, not making the call. Now Lauren gets to Riley on the left wing.
Riley will calm everything down here. She resets at the top.
Arlita Brown gets to Lauren Livingston, left wing, and the ball gets tapped away by Hunter. Now it's knocked away by Lauren Livingston. And the ball bounced out of bounds, and nobody even, the whistle finally blew. All the officials looking at each other.
That should have been a streak ball. It rolled off Jade Hunter's hand. Somebody else might have touched it. Hunter was the last one to touch it.
Morgan's going to go to the bench now with 3:02 to play.
I think Coach Massey trying to wake the team up. A little bit of a malaise right now after they had pushed the lead way up, and now all of a sudden struggling to make plays at the other end. They're up by 16 was the biggest lead.
Inside it goes to Janaea Bell. Puts it up. Missed it. Rebound tapped around by Janaea Bell. It's going to go off of Janaea Bell last, and it'll go back to the Streaks. 2:45 to play. 12-point lead, 62-50. Arlita inbounds to Riley. She'll bring it up against the freshman, Warner.
Yeah, they just need to clear it out and let Riley go to work.
Now Audrey Peck has it out high left side. Gets to Lauren Livingston. Lauren back to Arlita, top of the key. Now Riley Jenkins has it out high right side. 2.5 minutes to play. Audrey Peck to Chelsea Stevens down high on the left side. On the dribble, gives to Arlita Brown, top of the key. Now it's right wing to Lauren Livingston. Lauren goes to the free throw line, kicked out to Audrey. Now Riley has it out high on the left side with 2:15. Arlita, now Chelsea Stevenson right side with 2:11 to play.
Streak satisfied to run the stall offense here for a little bit. Take some air out of this game, and Hunter fights the screen, no call.
Bump both Audrey and Lauren. Now we've got a foul away from the ball.
Foul call on Jasmine Bell. This will be her fourth.
And that's going to put Arlita Brown at the free throw line. And a timeout called again by Carrie Hunter. Full timeout. We'll keep it right here with 2:02 to play. Streaks leading 62-50. I just not sure what game that one official in particular is watching. I mean, when Lauren picked up the ball and Hunter immediately was over the top of her and started pushing, finally knocked her to the floor as Lauren tried to make the pass. And I don't know what he thought happened there.
Well, and to be clear, she didn't push her like two-hand shove.
No,
she went into her and used
her up.
And, yeah, she bodied her up and used her chest to kind of chest bumped her down.
2:02 to play in the ball game. Streaks looking for a win here, looking to get to 15-12 and 4-7 in the conference, trying to drop UT to 8-19 and 2-9 in the conference. Yeah, it's just been a strange conference year. We had Sterling played well enough to beat Geneseo the other night. Geneseo had just blown out Rock Island on their home floor just the game before that. It's been a crazy conference. And somehow United Township got a win over Sterling recently when Sterling's been playing a little bit better. And obviously they didn't play well that night and then turn around and beat Geneseo. And that actually was Geneseo's first conference loss.
Well, and it'll be interesting to see when Sterling comes next week. I'm sure you'll ask and see whether or not they had the Borum girls for that game against UT. Quincy up at half over Sterling, 35-10.
I heard Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman saying last night that we talked about the two Borum girls are going Division I volleyball. Their other, the best volleyball player, they honored her last night, Gatorade National Player of the Year.
Wow.
I think her last name was Rodriguez. As Arlita Brown hits the first free throw.
She's the one going to Nebraska, I believe.
Yes, I believe Nebraska. So, yeah, she's the National High School Player of the Year. That's pretty impressive. And two other Division I players on that team. No wonder they won two straight state championships. Arlita hits both. She's got six, make it 64-53 streaks with under 2 minutes to play. Now, the ball goes right through the hands of Jasmine Bell, and the streaks come up with it.
64-50, the scoreboard
was wrong.
I'm sorry, 64,
okay. I was going to say, how did it get that close?
Yeah.
64-50, now it's been corrected. Riley Jenkins gives to Arlita Brown, left of the center circle. Bell pushes her net. Now Davy Morgan pushes Lauren from behind. She lost a handle on it.
Yeah, that one
was out of bounds.
That one was a little bit more... I think Lauren didn't watch the ball into her hand. She was more concerned with Davy coming up behind her. I don't know that there was as much contact on that one surely as the one before.
Come
and
on.
Now we're going to get a hold
on
Lauren.
They were giving it a high post to Jasmine Bell, and Lauren reached around and tapped it from behind. And the same official that's missed every one of them, that Lauren getting bumped, calls a foul on Lauren. That's her first foul in the ball game.
Streaks have 54 points from three players.
1:36 to play. It'll be Williams inbound, and it comes to Jasmine Bell, left wing, penetrates, runner is up, missed it, gets her own rebound, though. Spins back the other way with a left hand, put it up, and got it. Now Jasmine Bell having quite a second half. She's got 16 in the game. 1:22 to play, 64-52 streaks. Arlita Brown on high left side, drives to the basket, gives to Audrey Peck down the right side of the lane, lays it up and in. Nice job by Arlita, drew the defender, bounced it to Audrey, she put it up and in. Audrey was 16 now.
Could the Streaks have three 20-point scorers?
I'd like to see her get the extra four there. 1:04 to play. Jasmine Bell, left side, lays it up, missed it. Now Jade Hunter with a rebound, puts it up, missed it. Gets her own rebound again. Should have been a jump ball. Oh, come on. You're going to call a foul on that? She pulled the ball away. Should have been a tie-up. Now Lauren picks up her second foul here. Just the fourth team foul on the streaks. It'll be Williams to inbound, and it comes to Hunter. Right side, kicks out to Jasmine Bell, goes to the right elbow, gives to Morgan, tap of the key. Morgan on the dribble, gives to Hunter out high right side.
Traveled.
Hunter spins twice and just threw. Yeah, then he finally, I don't know what she was doing. She traveled, and then she threw the ball up underhand toward the basket from about 15 feet out, and Carrie Walker should be her last time out here with, I don't know why, with 45.5 to play.
Yeah, 14-point deficit, 45.5 to play. You're in the double bonus. There's not a whole lot.
I mean, like anything can happen, however.
And I get that you want to coach till the end.
Yeah. Not likely you're going to get it done here in this situation. Streaks have done a pretty decent job of handling the ball against the pressure they're giving. I don't know if they're going to come out and foul now. Who knows? 45.5 to play. Streaks lead 66-52.
Let's hope not.
Super Bowl tomorrow. Who you got?
You know, I think the smart money's on the Chiefs, but I'm gonna be pushing for Jimmy G.
Yeah, EIU graduate Jimmy Garoppolo.
Rolling Meadows
okay,
High School,
up
I believe.
In the suburbs.
Yeah,
okay.
Rolling Meadows High School.
What, the Mustangs? Rolling Meadows Mustangs?
I believe that is correct.
Williams will inbound. I'm going with the Chiefs. I know they say defense wins championships.
Isn't it the Streaks ball?
Oh, okay. Yeah, it is.
I was going to say that it was a travel call on
Hunter.
Yeah,
that's right.
So I was trying to figure out how they were going to inbound the ball.
They just thought since it was under their basket, it was their ball, I guess. 45.5. Arlita looking to inbound.
How did he get the 5 seconds there?
I don't even know that he was actually counting.
Anyway.
In it comes to Hunter. Traveled again. Puts it up off the glass and in. Jade Hunter.
It really doesn't matter, but wow.
In it comes to Riley Jenkins. 36 to play. Riley gets through about three black jerseys and gets it down the left side of the court with 30 to play now, being guarded by Warner out near midcourt. Now goes to the left wing.
Audrey's going to really regret not hitting those free throws.
Yep. Lauren Livingston getting bumped, no call. Goes right. Now to the right wing, picks up. And looks for help and gives to Riley.
What?
Coach Massey called a timeout. Hey,
I hope they're not calling
something there. 30-second timeout with 11.9 to play in the ball game. So, yeah, the Super Bowl. And at some point, the Chiefs were a 1.5-point favorite. And I heard somewhere that based on the wagering that they flip-flopped it and made the Giants a 1.5 favorite. So, I don't know. I don't understand all that. Or the Niners, I'm sorry. I don't understand all that. It just never has made sense to me. But anyway, I know the Niners probably have the better defense, but I just think the Mahomes, the chief offense, might just be that good. We'll see.
Yeah, I think it's going to come down to a battle of lines. And, you know, the other thing is that the Chiefs pretty much in every play, I think in every one of the playoff games, they've gotten down by double digits in the first half. So if they do that against the Niners with the way they run the ball, they could be in trouble.
Yeah, and especially with that defense also of the Niners.
Yeah.
All right, Arlita Brown will inbound from the near sideline. Backdoor pass, Lauren Livingston lays it up and in. Nice job by Arlita. Nice job by Lauren, who puts it up and in. She's got 22 in the game now, 3 seconds to play. Morgan with it on the right wing, not even going to take a shot. I don't think she knew how much time was left. And the Galesburg Silverstreaks come out with a win here this afternoon. Final score, Galesburg 68, United Township 54. Streaks moved to 15-12 on the year, 4-7 in the Western Big Six Conference. UT now 8-19 and 2-9 in the Western Big Six. Take a timeout, come back with our post-game show. Get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Run down our post-game stats. Name our day's auto body crunch time player of the game. Streaks win at 68-54. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson and Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg, you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Elite Ink. If you can think it, Elite Ink can print it. EliteInkPrinting.com. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Buy local, buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota. By Todd Van Velser, financial advisor with Edward Jones on National Boulevard in Galesburg. Member SIPC. By Cordright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Midstate Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Midstate Manufacturing.
Sunday Morning Praise, featuring 2 hours of worship music, inspiration, and devotion. This week's host is Jeremy Kilgore from Northwoods Community Church in Galesburg.
Tomorrow, we'll talk about peace and justice, defining our relationship with God, holy road rage, and the depth of God's love, plus 2 hours of great worship music.
Sunday Morning Praise, tomorrow morning from 7 to 9 on 105.3 KFM.
One of the biggest questions we all have when buying a used car is whether or not we'll be able to rely on it for years to come. When you buy your vehicle from YEM, you have an advantage. This is Sarah YEM. Nearly every pre-owned vehicle we sell at YEM in Galesburg comes with the YEM Advantage program and includes a free powertrain warranty for up to 2 years or 100,000 miles. That means you get the value of buying used and the confidence of buying new. At YEM, North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
Some restrictions apply.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball is brought to you by Todd Van Velser, your local Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 1980 National Boulevard in Galesburg. To learn how Todd can help you reach your financial goals, stop by or call 343-3239. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind. By the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious.
The official WGIL forecast, cloudy the rest of this afternoon, a high of 38. Cloudy tonight, a low of 34. Sunny tomorrow, a high up to 47. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, a low of 29. Monday cloudy, a high of 44. Rain possible Monday night, low 32. Rain, snow, and freezing rain Tuesday, a high of 35. Chance of snow Tuesday night into Wednesday. Wednesday's high, 29. Right now, it's 35 degrees at WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body crunch time player of the game, and comments from Streaks head coach, Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Back here at John Thiel Gym, John Erdith, Eric Gibson. The Galesburg Silver Streaks pick up the win here this afternoon over the United Township Panthers. Final score, Galesburg 68, United Township 54. Good win for the Streaks here today. And, you know, Eric, we talked about what needed to be done at halftime, and that's exactly what happened. It'll be interesting to talk to Coach Massey about, you know, what he said to the girls about the second chance opportunities, because that was really the difference in the first half and ended up being the difference in the game. They weren't getting those in the second half. I mean, even though Jade Hunter had somewhat of a career day, only 8 points in the second half.
Yeah, no, and that's, you're 100% right. That's exactly what they needed to focus on. And just a phenomenal job by the Streaks to come out and really clamp down on what they were giving up inside, because it just seemed like for a while there that the Streaks were going to get themselves into big trouble in that first half. As we saw, you know, at the end of one, it was 19-12, and that was with a tough three from Lauren to end the quarter.
Our post-game coaches interview brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Joined here by Streaks head coach Evan Massey. First off, Coach, congratulations on the win here this afternoon. We were just talking about the first half. The difference in the game was second chance opportunity. They were getting a lot of offensive rebounds and getting a lot of scores off of that. Second half, that didn't happen.
Right. You know, I think Hunter, we were going to make her an All-American. And that, you know, really, you know, in the first half was tough for Audrey, and we really challenged her and stuff. And what was great is she came out in the second half, and I think the first two times they tried to hit her on a roll, Hunter, that Audrey got the interception and stuff. It was great that way with it. But a lot of people had to do a little bit different things, and, you know, so happy with how they stepped up and did that. For Arlita, you know, this was a lot of minutes and a big game with her, and she did a nice job.
Yeah, you had some kids do some different roles, of course, with Kaylee out with an injury. Arlita was in the starting lineup, so, you know, switch around. Yeah, Camellia got in earlier in the first half a little bit and got a basket. So, yeah, like you said, a little bit of changes for a few players. But, you know, one of the things we really notice also, we talked lately about Lauren, especially shooting the ball with some pretty good confidence. My goodness, you know, incredible confidence. And we talked about not only Riley shooting the ball with confidence, but having the confidence in her teammates. In fact, she came down one time in the second half. She drove baseline, got herself a little bit too far under. She dumped it off to Audrey, who was about 8 feet out, and she just put her head down and ran down the floor because she knew Audrey was going to make that shot.
Yeah. I thought, we kind of, one of the timeouts, I kind of jumped Riley about her choices on the going to the basket, that I thought she needed to kick it to Lauren, and she didn't. But I thought for, you know, when they came out and pressured and stuff, I thought Riley was just outstanding. There were times of handling the full court pressure and then in the half court getting us into things. But really, Lauren stepped up and was just huge in what she did. And offensively, the obvious of hitting the threes, but she did a great job defensively on Bell, and I don't know how many did 35 have.
She ended up with 16, but, I mean, they were kind of spread out throughout the game, and she got four of them were from the free throw line in the fourth quarter there.
Right.
Yeah.
But I've never seen on film, you know, she has played 4 years, I've never seen a game where somebody's kept her off her left hand the way Lauren did, and so, you know, real positive that way. But, yeah, we had kids step up, and, you know, Chelsea didn't score anything, but you know, she quietly gets a job done defensively, and there's a couple things where we end up screening against the zone, and she got nice screens, and we got the ball inside. So, yeah, I couldn't be happy. These kids have worked so hard that it's great to see them rewarded with a win and stuff. So very happy for them.
Well, you've talked throughout the year about this team being very coachable as well. And you know, this was the case right now. You made the adjustment at halftime. Like you said, you challenged Audrey. But, you know, some other things, even you mentioned sometime they were doing that pick and roll or give and go. And I remember one time down here, I think it was Morgan went to Hunter and gave it back to Morgan. And as soon as she went to set the pick and went to turn to roll, not only I think it was might have been Audrey that time stepped back behind Hunter, and I think it might have been Riley that stepped between Morgan and the pass, and Morgan didn't know what to do with it then. She just ended up throwing somewhere else. So you kept that. I mean, just one of those things they learned as the game went on.
Yeah, and I thought there were several times where both Arlita, Lauren, and especially Audrey, they defended the roll so well that kids would come off anticipating they were going to make the roll, and it wasn't there, and then they would travel, and it was really the post that had done that. And you know, Riley always, we, you know, compliment her on her offensive stuff, but again, this game, you look, their point guard, she had 1-3, and I think she had one driving to the basket and some free throws, but Riley did a nice job. So lots of compliments to get around. And, you know, Cadence was the one who really had to also play multiple, kind of put her here and put her there. And that's tough for a sophomore where she's all of a sudden playing some post for us and what we're doing. But I thought she handled it well.
Been kind of a crazy conference season. I mean, you had UT knocked off Geneseo, or excuse me, knocked off Sterling. Sterling turns around, they beat Geneseo the other night. Geneseo had blown out Rock Island on their home floor earlier in the week. It's just been, like you said in the pregame, other than Alleman, it's just night in, night out. You never know what's going to happen in this conference.
Yeah. And it's, you know, I think every year in the Western Big Six, at the beginning of the year, they, you know, survey the coaches and they put it in the newspaper. And, you know, when we only had six teams, everybody would say, oh, you know, the top to bottom, this is going to be the tough conference. And it's like, well, I'm not sure it really is going to be that way. You know, we've had years where there's, you know, maybe four solid teams and stuff like that. But, like, right now, it's, you know, it's tough. And, you know, for us personally, Galesburg, you think about it, our four ads are Sterling and Geneseo. And so we lost four non-conference games that way with it. The non-conference games, a year ago, we went 3-1. This year, right now, we're 0-3. And so that's one factor that just strengthens your schedule some.
Coach, congratulations on the win. Thursday night, you go up to Alleman. And again, it's the same thing. Although
Tuesday, we go to Manual.
I forgot about it. Yeah, never mind. I was thinking conference. That's right. We added the game. So
I understand. At your age, that's tough.
It is tough. Yeah, so a non-conference game you added for Tuesday night. Just, you know, because you never know what's going to happen in the postseason, who you're going to play. And also, you know, you get a win there. Could help with the seeding as well.
Yeah, maybe. I think the seeding will go on Wednesday and stuff. That more than anything else of, you know, when Canton refused to make up the game, that we wanted to have another opportunity. A couple of years ago, we had Jacksonville, and they didn't want to make it up. So we wanted that opportunity to make up the game. And, you know, to be honest, Manuel is not, you know, right now strong. But we've played some people that aren't strong, and they've given us a go. But, you know, hopefully maybe this week, if Kaylee continues to be out, that this week is one where we can kind of get our feet underneath us and maybe we can experience some success.
Coach, congratulations on the win. We'll talk to you Tuesday night.
Thanks for all you guys do.
You bet. Thanks, Coach. Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the postgame. Our postgame coaches interview is brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Streaks won at 68-54. We'll come back and run down our postgame stats next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
Hi, this is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. We want to start 2020 out with an exciting offer for your badly needed bathroom remodel. We are offering a 10% discount to any customer that calls for an estimate to remodel their bathrooms. This could amount to hundreds of dollars in savings. Now's the time to take advantage of this great offer by picking up the phone and calling 342-HEAT. That's 342-4328. You will be surprised to see the savings that could be yours. This offer is only good through February 29th, so don't hesitate. Call us now.
Sharon Parmenter of McQuan and Fred Johnson of Knoxville each won $20 when they were spotted wearing their blue WGIL buttons. There's still lots of money to win. To find out how, go to WGIL.com.
Streaks win it here this afternoon, 68-54 over the Sterling Golden Warriors. Let's start on our post-game stats. The Streaks outscored UT 12-8 in the third quarter and 16-12 in that fourth quarter. Scoring-wise, Streaks with three players in double figures. It was spread around. Lauren Livingston with 22 points, three twos, five threes, and one for two from the free throw line. 20 points for Riley Jenkins, three threes, three two. Riley was five for five from the free throw line. Audrey Peck was 16 points, seven baskets, two for six from the line. Arlita Brown got the start here this afternoon, 6 points, a couple of baskets, two for two from the free throw line. 2 points for Cadence Leidick on a basket, 0 for 1 from the line. 2 points for Camellia Sportsman on a basket. Streaks, 8 three-pointers in the game. The only thing that he really didn't do that well, other than keeping UT off the boards in the first half, they only hit 10 of 16 from the free throw line. For the Panthers, as Coach said, we were trying to make Jade Hunter an All-American in the first half. She ended up with 29 points, had 21 of those in the first half, though, just 8 in the second half, 2 baskets in each of the third and fourth quarters. 11 baskets, 3 for 4 from the free throw line. 16 points for Jasmine Bell on 6 baskets, 4 for 4 from the free throw line. 5 points for Davi Morgan on a 3 and a 2. 2 points for Janaea Bell on a basket. 2 points for Karina Castaneda Villapando on 2 for 2 from the line. They had the 1 three-pointer, and they were 9 for 10 from the free throw line.
In the game, 17 turnovers for UT. Streaks, 13 turnovers. Both teams started turning the ball over there in the second half. 10 for the Streaks in the second half, 11 for UT. UT dominated the boards 38-23, including an 18-10 offensive rebounding edge. But the good thing about those numbers is that the Streaks only allowed 5 offensive rebounds for UT in that second half. UT on from the field, 22 of 54. They were 21 of 46, 1 of 8 from downtown. So a nice job there by the Streaks to limit. Jade Hunter, just kind of going along with her stats, 29 points, 13 rebounds for her in the game. And Jasmine Bell was just shy of a double-double herself at 16-9. Streaks shooting the basketball, shot the ball real well, 25 of 49. I can't remember the last time we saw the Streaks shoot the ball 50% in a game, and they were better than that. 25 of 49 from the field, 8 of 18 from downtown, 17 of 31 from inside the arc. Stats in addition to the points Tom told you about. Let's see, Camellia Schwartzman had a rebound to go with her 2 points. Audrey Peck had 5 rebounds, a steal, and 2 blocks. Double-double for Lauren Livingston. She had 22 points, but she also had 11 rebounds, 5 assists, and a steal. Great game for her. Cadence Leidick, 2 assists and a steal. Arlita Brown, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal. Chelsea Stevenson had a steal. Riley Jenkins, 2 rebounds, 7 assists, and 1 block.
All right, Streaks win at 68-54, the final score. We'll come back and wrap up our final order of business. We'll name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL, WGIL.com.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
You guys get home okay last night?
No, it was so stressful. My kids were sound asleep.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
But I couldn't see anything. All of the headlights were streaky and the road was blurry and...
Yeah, you need to call Kehoe.
Night blindness can make even a short drive home a white-knuckle stress sesh. Make an appointment at Kehoe Eye Care to find out why your night vision is poor and what options are available to get you safely back on the road after dark.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
This impeachment is going to bomb. Trump is not going to be convicted.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, starting at 11 weekday mornings, WGIL.
Back here at Town Field Gym, Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, the Galesburg Silver Streak pick up the win here over the United Township Panthers. Final score, Galesburg 68, United Township 54. Time right now to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. My goodness, you had some players have some really good games for the Streaks. We shot the ball well. Riley Jenkins, 20 points, a couple of rebounds, 7 assists, did what she does, did a good job defensively as well. Audrey Peck, 16 points, 5 rebounds, a steal, a couple of blocks, and another good game. And we had some players, a little bit different roles. Coach mentioned Arlita Brown and the job she did. Got 6 points for us, a couple of rebounds, a couple of assists and a steal for Arlita, and did a really good job. But this young lady, really in that first half, we got out rebounded so bad, and they were scoring so many points in the first half off second chance opportunities. We had to have something keep us in the game, and it was the shooting of this young lady that really kept us in it.
Yeah, we're going to go with Lauren Livingston. The junior had a phenomenal game today, 22 points, 11 rebounds. She had 5 assists, a steal. And Tom, you're right. It was that shooting in the first half. I mean, you look at the difference, and it's a subtle difference, but it ends up being a huge difference. She hits that 3 at the end of the first quarter.
Right.
You're either going into the second quarter down by 10 or you're going in down by 7. She hit the 3, and that kind of sparked the streaks as they came out and they scored. She hit another 3, if you remember, right at the beginning of the second quarter.
Yep.
Got the streaks within 19-15, and then I think it was Riley hit the next 3 to make it 19-18. And all of a sudden, the streaks were right back into this game, a game that looked like it was avalanching the wrong way.
So Lauren Livingston, the junior, 22 points, 11 rebounds, 5 assists, and a steal. And these are the kind of games we've been looking for from her. We see the ability. She steps out there. We've said all year, it's like, man, she looks like a basketball player out there, but just everything wasn't falling together. But it's finally looking to come together. The good thing is she's just a junior. So
right.
We'll get another
right.
year of it. So Lauren Livingston, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Well, that'll do it from here this afternoon. Coming up on Tuesday night, we'll be down at Manual. Favorite place to be on any time of night.
So the good thing is it's a short drive for me to get home.
Well, that's true. A much shorter drive for you. That's all right. Not a big deal. Not like the Quincy drive for either one of us. So.
No, and speaking of Quincy, they pulled off a 62-38 win over Sterling at home today, and Moline with the 61-29 win over Alleman as they Alleman continues their winless ways in the conference.
Yeah, and just the assumption is Sterling must have been without the two Borum girls, the two volleyball players that are still playing club volleyball during the basketball season. The coaches let them go do that, and as we understood it, it's going to happen against us. Hopefully that'll be the case next Saturday.
Hopefully she had her Saturdays right.
Right. Yep, absolutely. So Tuesday night we'll have Peoria Emanuel will be down there for that game about 6:10 for the pregame, 6:30 tip, and then Thursday night up at Alleman, Saturday back here at John Thiel Gym against the Sterling Golden Warriors. Illinois Fighting Illini basketball tomorrow. The Illini, it'll be a tough one, but they've been really good on the road in the Big Ten. They've won some games, and I don't know how they've done it, but we'll see. They'll play at Carver Hawkeye Arena tomorrow against the Iowa Hawkeyes. Should be a good one. That'll be an 11 o'clock pregame and a noon tip here on WGIL. Thanks to our studio engineer, Will Stevenson. 68-54, Streaks win it for Eric Gibson. Tom Erta saying good afternoon from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.